From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A man detonated a pipe bomb strapped to his chest near the Port Authority bus terminal in New York City Monday, injuring himself and three others in an incident that the mayor, Bill de Blasio, called an attempted terrorist attack.
Let's be clear, as New Yorkers, our lives revolve around the subways. When we hear of an attack in the subway, it's incredibly unsettling. And let's be also clear, this was an attempted terrorist attack.
New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill identified the suspect as 27-year-old Akayed Ola. He was being treated for burns and wounds in a nearby hospital under police custody. Ola intentionally detonated the device, which is confirmed as a pipe bomb, O'Neill told reporters. News reports say Ola came to the United States from Bangladesh about 7 years ago and was a legal permanent U.S. resident. An explosion in the Somali capital killed a television journalist late Monday. According to witnesses and security sources, Mohamed Ibrahim Gabo was killed in an explosion from a device fitted to his car. That's the word from a security official who spoke to VOA's Somali service. Gabo was a news anchor for Khalsaan Television, a satellite television channel watched in many parts of Somalia. Osman Abdullah Gur, a television manager at Khalsaan TV, said Gabo was traveling in his car in Mogadishu's Wadajir district when the explosion occurred. Gur said he was badly injured. He died soon after. He was one of our best journalists. His friend at Khalsaan TV told VOA that he spoke to Gabo last night and was expecting to meet him Monday night. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department says Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro is pushing his country deeper into, quote, dictatorship by barring opposition parties from next year's presidential election. Maduro is running for re-election in 2018. Brazil's federal police served 14 search warrants Monday in connection with a bribery probe implicating meatpacker JBS and tax officials. JBS told the Reuters news agency that the tax credits it received were legitimately owed to it. Russian President Vladimir Putin has indicated he has ordered his military to withdraw a, quote, significant part of its forces from Syria after regaining control of most of the country. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA that Putin told journalists in Cairo that Russia would now focus on talks between the Syrian opposition and the government.
Putin's visit to Cairo followed an unexpected stop at Russia's Hamaymim Air Base in Latakia, Syria, where he met with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Syrian media reported Assad thanked Putin for Russia's role in fighting terrorism in Syria. The Russian president also vowed to help Egypt fight terrorism, referring to a draft military agreement that had been signed by Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu during a late November visit to Cairo. He says Egypt and Russia have agreed to increase the scope of their military cooperation and, above all, to strengthen the capabilities of the Egyptian military in fighting terrorism. Egypt has been battling Islamic militants along its long and porous border with Libya and in the northern Sinai. Terrorist attacks against civilian and military targets have caused a large number of casualties and major economic damage during the past year. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Three women who last year accused Donald Trump of making unwanted sexual advances renewed their allegations Monday. They said it was time Congress investigate claims against the president in the wake of dozens of other powerful American men being held accountable for their treatment of women. During last year's presidential campaign, more than a dozen women accused Trump of sexual misconduct extending over several decades, but he denied all the accusations and said that an explicit 2005 tape comment of him boasting of groping women was merely locker room talk. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.